you have one knife, you'd have two. If you had two of them, you'd have what? Two
knives.
Okay. When you get through with dinner, what does your wife do to the dishes?
She washes them.
Okay. And what does she use when she washes them?
Water and use a dishpan and water and a dish rag.
Okay. And she dries them with a
drying cloth.
Okay. if you have a thing that you turn to get water to come out of sometimes.
A jug?
No, well, if you've got a barrel with a thing stuck in it and you turn that to
faucet? Get...
Okay.
That's what they are.
Okay. A big wooden thing that you might use to keep, that flour comes in or meal comes in or maybe...
Well, we have flour barrels.
Okay. What about in a store? A place that, or a big can, not necessarily in a store, but a big can that molasses or lard comes in. You ever hear that called anything?
No, well, that keg.
Okay, you ever hear a lard stand or anything?
Oh, yeah, we have a lard stand.
What is a lard stand?
It's a stand you put your lard in.
Oh, I see. Okay. What about a thing that you might use for driving horses if you want to pop it over their back?
A whip.
Okay. If you went to the store and bought something, they might put it in a little paper
sack.
Okay.
Paper bag.
Okay. Is there, if you bought flour, well, they don't do it much anymore, but several years ago, when if you bought, say, 25 or 50 pounds of flour, it came in a big cloth.
Sack.
Okay. What would potatoes come in?
Sack.
Okay, what kind of sack?
Toe sack.
Okay.
Generally.
Do you ever hear anybody talk about a turn of corn or a turn of wood or anything like that?
Yeah, a turn of corn would be a bushel.
Okay. If you were bringing in wood for the fire, all the wood that you could carry in your arms might be what? You'd say, well, I'm bringing in a...
armful.
Okay. What about a man if he's hauling wood or something like that, if he only had part of a load, if he didn't have a full load, you might say, well, he just has a...
half a load.
Okay.
Maybe not that much.
Okay. The thing that, well, right here, the thing up there that you turn on at night would be a...
pull on the light.
Okay, and if it burns out, you'd have to buy a new...
bulb.
Okay. Something that you might carry eggs in.
Egg basket.
Okay. Around the outside of a barrel, they used to have these metal bands that held them together.
Whoops.
Okay. What about in the end of a bottle, you have something you drive in there, made out of wood, you drive in there to keep
stopper.
It. Stopper. Okay.
Bottle stopper.
Okay. Something that you might play. You hold it up and blow on it to play it, and that's a musical instrument.
Harp.
Okay.
French harp. They call them French harps, I believe.
All right. Have you ever seen anything that people hold up against their teeth?
That juice harp.
Yeah, right. I used to try to play one of those, and I'd just about flip my teeth out every time I'd try.
Yeah. I played them things.
If you wanted to drive a nail, before you could drive it, you'd have to have a good...
good hammer.
Okay. The part of a wagon that sticks out on the front that you put the horse to.
That's a tongue.
Okay.
Tongue.
If it's a buggy, would it still be a tongue or would it be something?
Shaves.
Okay.
It's a buggy.
On some of these old wagon wheels, you had the wheel and then outside you had a steel piece that went around it, and that was called what?
Tar.
Okay.
Tie, they called it. There was a tie.
And, the inside, right inside that piece of wood that went all the way around the wheel. Do you remember what that was?
Them there skillers.
Okay.
Kellums.